can't stop thinking about it. The way you look at me, reclining back on the couch, your top three buttons undone, your collarbone peeping out, your legs spread wide, the low growl as you utter one word. Strip. You don't try to hide the hunger in your eyes, raking over my body as I bear it to you. You don't blink as you reach over for a pillow and drop it to the floor between your feet. You raise one eyebrow. The dom brow. That sends butterflies through my tummy and point to the pillow. I cross the room and kneel on the pillow. My hands twitch on my thighs. Desperate to touch you, but you haven't given me permission yet, so I don't. I want to be your good girl. A tiny smile and your hand on my cheek calms me, my eyes fluttering closed, concentrating on the warmth of my face and the rightness of being on my knees in front of you. You flick through the TV channels, landing on that show you enjoy so much. The warmth of your palm leaves me, making me blink my eyes open. You undo your pants. The way you smirk at me lets me know that my tongue has slipped out to run across my lips. Your cock is only half hard as you guide it out of your boxers. I look at you for permission. You guide my head down without a word, pressing my mouth open with your thumb and guiding yourself inside your warm, slick hole. I start to lick at your head, but you stop me with a sharp tap on my cheek. I look up through my lashes. No, you tell me. No licking, no sucking. Tonight, you are going to be my good little toy and keep my cock warm for me. A tiny moan wells in my throat and earns me another tap on the cheek. I rest my head on your thigh, breathing slowly through my nose as I fight the urge to trace my tongue around your head, sink down until you touch the back of my throat. I feel safe here. Cocooned between your strong thighs, the heat of your body seeping through your trousers and into my skin, your fingers running softly through my hair. The day falls away, the stress, the worry, the constant demands, now a vague notion of memory. My shoulders relax, my mind stills, the urge to fidget gone. I get lost in the feel of you, feeling the heavy weight of you on my tongue, the velvet soft skin warm and smooth against my lips, feeling the occasional twitch you give, especially when you laugh at the TV. I float high above my pillow, adrift in a sea of you and the smell of you. The taste of you. The taste of you. My whole world narrowed down to this. To serving you. To being your good girl. You reach down and trace the stretch of my lips around your cock with your thumb, pulling my lip down and letting it bounce back against your length. I feel you hardening, growing, pushing further back, deeper into my mouth. Your fingers tighten their grip in my hair and move my head slowly, so slowly, up until just your tip rests on my bottom lip before pushing it back down, making me gag softly as you hit the back of my throat. You pull me back up, allowing me to trail my tongue gently up the underside, You trace the outline of my lips with your head, leaving them glossy with saliva and pre-cum. You tap your cock against my eager lips, laughing softly at the longing you see in my eyes and the soft whine I make. I want to be good, I really do, but a soft please escapes me. Fortunately, you're feeling indulgent and give me a nod of permission. You're still gripping my hair, limiting my movement, so I ghost my lips over the head of your cock and little butterfly kisses, sucking so gently, flicking my tongue over your opening, sucking you just inside my hot, wet mouth and running my tongue under the ridge. Your soft fucks send ripples down my back, straight to my core, a tightness building there from your pleasure alone. You've loosened your grip on my hair, giving me more leeway, so I use it slowly to slide down, hollowing my cheeks and sucking harder on the way back up. I pop my mouth off, pressing open mouth kisses and soft sucks all the way down your length, right the way down, to run my tongue between your balls, sucking one deep in my mouth and then the other, caressing them with my tongue, nuzzling at the base of your cock. You allow me to lick a long, hard stripe up your cock, teasing the sensitive vein before grabbing my head in both hands and fucking up into my mouth, making me gag and gasp for air as you pull back before filling me back up, choking me for a few long seconds, feeling my throat contract and spasm around you before letting me breathe again. My eyes water with each hard thrust, tears mixing up with spit and pre-cum smeared across my face, dribbling down my chin. Your cock twitches against my tongue as you come hard down my throat, allowing me to suck you gently through your orgasm as you start to soften. You pull me up onto your lap, holding me close and letting me wrap my arms around you and snuggle into your chest, as your breathing slows and softens. You wipe the mess off my face with your shirt sleeve, hushing me when I make noises about ruining your shirt, trading gentle kisses and soft words, letting me scratch my fingers through the soft hair at the nape of your neck, giggling at my now husky voice. Both of us utterly relaxed. It's played all day in my imagination. Please say yes. Please.